such nice service here. It's one of the reasons I love this restaurant. The people are so nice. I wonder if it's an Italian thing. Isn't that kind of the stereotype? That all Italians are really nice. Oh, it's Canadians. I was close. So, this is our table. Did you want a booth? I love booths, but we can switch. Okay, let's take the booth. Doesn't it smell amazing in here? I could just die of happiness right now. Well, I really love this restaurant. I love the service. I love the food. I love the music and the candlelight and the romantic atmosphere. I've been here so many times. So many times. No, not on dates. With friends and family. Since it's just a few blocks from my house, my family comes here whenever there's something to celebrate. We've come here for all of my birthdays. We came here for my sister's graduation. We came here when my dad got a promotion at work. And me and my friends come here a lot too. Like when Jessica made the cheer team, or when we won a football game. And sometimes we don't even need a reason. Sometimes you just come here if we're, like, feeling happy. And so whenever I'm here, I just feel even happier because I associate this place with so many happy memories. And every time I make a new happy memory here, I'm even happier the next time I come here because I'm reminded of the happy memory from before. So it's just an endless cycle of happy. I'm talking so much, I'm sorry. I'm just really happy. I'll let you talk now. I don't know, say anything. Say that you like my dress. I know you already complimented it like 3 times, but I just love hearing you say it. Thank you. And thank you for acting surprised when you first saw me in it. Like you promised you would. I'm so glad that Jessica didn't need it for her date. Because she thought that she would need it. And so I had to pick a different outfit. And until last night, I'd planned on wearing a completely different dress. But then, thank goodness, Jessica didn't need it after all. So I got to wear my favorite. So, maybe we should look at our menus. I already know what I'm getting. But I want to give you time to look at all of your options. They have lasagna, fettuccine alfredo, ravioli, and gnocchi. Everything is so good. I'm probably going to get spaghetti, because that's my favorite. Sorry, I'll be quiet now so you can concentrate on reading the menu. I don't like it when people talk to me when I'm reading. Did you decide? Oh, that's such a good pick. I would have picked that too if I couldn't get the spaghetti. Excuse me, Bianca? Now we're ready to order. Okay, I will have the spaghetti and meatballs with Parmesan cheese, please. Lots of it. Like a mountain of cheese. And my date here will have... Such a great pick. Thank you, Bianca. And I love your hair like that. It looks so pretty. Bianca has known me since I was like 4. She's the restaurant owner's wife. I know, isn't that sweet? They opened the restaurant together. I just think that's so romantic. To have the same passion as your spouse and to be able to work with each other every day. Like, imagine getting up and going to work and not having to miss your spouse because your spouse is right there with you the whole day. That sounds like such a dream. I want that someday. Except I'm kind of scared that mine would get sick of me. Aw, really? Thanks. I could never get sick of you either. You're, like, so refreshing to talk to. I don't know why exactly. I guess you're just not like anyone I've ever met. You're really different from my other friends. Don't get me wrong, I love my other friends. But when I'm with them, it just feels different from when I'm with you. With you, I feel like I can say anything. Anything at all. And you won't judge me for it. It's just a really freeing and, like, comforting feeling. I like the way you make me feel. Oh my god. Nothing, you just look so cute right now. I could just eat you up. Why are you laughing? It's an expression. Okay, well, I'm just saying, you look really, really good. But I don't actually want to eat you. I'm not a cannonball, okay? A cannonball. A cannonball is a person who eats other people, right? Oh, cannibal. You know what? That does sound right. Cannibal. I'll remember that. But then again, how often do I actually use cannonball? I mean, cannibal in a sentence, right? Our food is here. Oh, this looks amazing. Thank you, Bianca. Now this I could eat right up. That's so good. I would eat this for the rest of my life if I could. Only spaghetti. How's yours? Well, hurry up and take a bite. Is it good? I'll take that as a yes. And by the way, if you want to share, you can totally eat off my plate. Okay. So, listen. One thing I wanted to talk to you about. I'm not sure if you've heard rumors about me at school, but I just want you to know that they're not true, what they say about me. There are some girls on the cheer team. Mean girls. I'm not friends with them anymore, and neither is Jessica. But some of them, and their boyfriends too, they say that I'm a... Well, S-L-U-T. Anyway, they spread a lot of rumors. They've spread ones about Jessica too, and pretty much half of the people at school. And I just wanted you to know that if you've heard anything about me, it's not true at all. I've only actually kissed a guy once, and it was way back in freshman year. Okay, thanks. For not believing stupid rumors. See, this is why you're different. Have I tried to stop it? You mean like told the teacher? Oh, well, no, not really. Jessica stood up for me a few times, but I've never said anything. I mean, what am I supposed to say? I'm not very good at standing up for myself. I don't know. I try to just ignore it, but it's hard sometimes. They like to play it off as a joke, so they'll say something about me, and then Jessica will be like, no, that never happened. And then they'll be like, relax, Jessica, it's just a joke. Stop taking everything so seriously. And it's really annoying, because even if it's a joke, it's still hurtful, and most people probably don't realize it's a joke. So, I don't know. I don't know what to do about it. That's really good advice. I never would have guessed that you would be so smart about this kind of thing. I mean, I know you're smart, but I kind of always thought you have to have experience in something to be smart at it. And I didn't think you had experience in this sort of thing. I mean, I've never heard a single rumor about you. You're just so quiet, and you're always sitting in the back of the classroom, not talking to anybody. I mean, not that that's a bad thing, because it's not. In fact, I kind of admire it. I think it's cool that you're content just being on your own, and you don't, like, look for approval from other people, you know? Well, thank you for the advice. I'm gonna try to stand up for myself from now on. I'll look them right in the eye, and I'll give them my most withering stare, and I'll say, hey, I don't appreciate you spreading lies about me. Was that good? I'll practice it in the mirror. Is your food good? Good. What? Nothing. I'm just staring at you. Because I like looking at you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. Okay. I think it's the sweetest thing in the world when you blush. And what? You need to get better at receiving compliments. Well, you better get used to it, because I have lots more to come. Can I ask you a question? Well, like you said before that you've, like, never been on a date. Have you ever had a girlfriend? Oh. Well, that's too bad. I think you should have one. Yes, I do. And I would like to volunteer. Really? I will be the best girlfriend you've ever had. Well, I guess that wouldn't be very hard to do since I'm the first girlfriend you've ever had, but still. I'm coming to your side of the booth for a sec. Because girlfriends are supposed to snuggle you, and I want to snuggle you. Oops. I slept. Booths are so fun to slide into. Hi. I just felt so far away from you all of a sudden. This is much better. You are adorable. Can I kiss you? We're being watched. Look at the baby in the high chair. She's staring at us. Hi, baby. Aren't you just the cutest thing ever? You're a close second. Hi. Aww, she won't stop staring. She's so sweet. Wow, could this night get any better? Oh, I guess it could. I didn't think it was possible to like someone so much. We should tip really nicely because they put so much Parmesan on my pasta, just like I asked. What is 25% of 40? Whoa, how did you do that so fast? You really are a genius. You should join the math team at school. I'm serious. That was so fast. I'm dating a genius. I wish it were a longer drive to my house, so that I could be with you for longer. Ow, my head. Okay. Kissing in a car is harder than I thought it would be. Also, my dress is too tight. That makes it harder to move around. Here, I sit like this. How am I ever going to stop kissing you? It's just so addictive. Okay, I'm afraid that if I don't force myself to get out of the car right now, I won't be able to detach myself from your lap ever. Yeah, I'll go. I should go. Thanks for tonight. And for taking me home. And for this. Just one more, and then I'm leaving. See you at school.